Hi, this is Adam doing a quick audio boo review of a place in central London named Hermann the German. Got a Z in it, so it really is Z German. Okay, this is recommended to me by a friend who's, I think, been there before. I hadn't, though, so I was quite looking forward to it because I do like a bit of meat. Yes, good, honest German meat is very good for my psyche and soul. So, very short notice, I jumped on the district line, straight into embankment, come at the station, up the hill, down Villiers, well, up Villiers Street, towards Charing Cross, and just opposite Charing Cross Station is Hermann the German. It's a small caff. It has about four tables inside it, plus a little side seating area with bar stools and a wee bar for casual quick dining. It sells a range of croissants, cakes, very unusual soft drinks. I had they're all German branded ones. I presume they're made in Germany. I had a cafe cola, which I know Pepsi sold a coffee cola over here for a while, but it seems to have died permanently. But it literally is cola flavored with coffee, and it's rather nice. I didn't try any of the cakes. The reason being is that I came here to try the German meat, and that's what we tried. So to start off with, I ordered a chili beef, in fact, a chili beef bockwurst. All the sausages seem to come in this French bread. It's basically sort of cooked, a warm French bread, very nice, quite basic. You can have that with mustard, with tomato ketchup, with mayo, and with dried onion sprinkles on the top. So that's pretty good. Other choices of sausages are bratwurst, bockwurst, and I'll get around to the last one in a second, because I'll just describe the sausage I had first of all, which was big, meaty, very filling, quite spicy, about 3 on the spicy scale, which for a sausage isn't too bad. You don't expect to be like blisteringly hot curry spice or anything like that. It had a bit of zing to it, really, rather than spice. That sausage came to £3.95. But all the sausages, apart from the second one, at £3.95. They also sell currywurst, which I'm always a bit disappointed with, especially the quality of the sausage, which seems a bit like cheap Frankfurter. So I didn't try that. But the second sausage I tried, which is only £3.25 and a lot heavier, but not such good quality, was the Leberkäse, which is a liver sausage. It's flat. They slice a big chunk off you. They cut those slices into two, and they cram that into a French stick as well. The texture of that was kind of like thick luncheon meat, I suppose, sort of somewhere between spam and luncheon meat. Is pleasant enough, but you'd eat it for its filling qualities rather than its actual qualities, if that makes sense. So, all in all, how'd I rate it? Well, the actual round sausages, the one I had, the chili beef, that gets a good solid 8 out of 10. The Leberkäse probably gets about 5 out of 10, kind of average. It's maybe I was just a bit jaded after the first one, a bit disappointed. But overall, I give the place, for London, like central London prices, a nice cheapish way to fill up, about £4 plus drinks. We're talking about sort of just under a fiver. Around the same price as a Boots meal deal. I suppose it's £4.50 last time I looked, so not bad at all. Generally, I'd give the place around 7.5 out of 10. It's worth a try if you like a bit of German food, which I do, or if you just want to try something that's not your standard KFC type fodder, give it a whirl. It's on 19 Villiers Street, which, as I say, is just opposite to the side of Charing Cross, on mainline station, in fact. All right, this is Adam. Goodbye, and enjoy your food.